60-year geography. And today, we're filming from the Les Hermitages Hotel in Rose Park. This beautiful surrounding, and the hotel is found on the Castle Road. I'm so pleased to be speaking to someone completely different, someone with a creative world. Miss Samba Yonga is with us today. She's the co-founder of the Women's History Museum. Hey, Samba.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So many women, like different back. I've had a scientist, the climate change experts, and bankers, and
wow.
So I'm so glad to have a creative. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what is the Women's History Museum?
So we set up the Women's History Museum. I know it's unusual, even around the world, when we speak to people, they're like, what? What is that? We set it up as a way of restoring women's histories, indigenous knowledge that have been obscured or erased from our knowledge system. And we did that because with Mulenga, when I say we, I mean Mulenga Kapwepwe, who's everybody knows is the cultural expert. She was National Arts Council chairperson for a long time. So we've been having
two strong women.
So I'd go to these talks she would hold, and she would tell us all these stories about indigenous women and the knowledge that they hold and how we can apply it in our lives. And in my mind, I'm like, why don't we do this in our everyday life? Why don't we apply it now? I don't think there's a conflict between modern knowledge and indigenous knowledge. We can apply it at the same time. So in our conversations, as we're talking, I was like, you know, this should work. You know, let's have a museum. And we set it up just like that.
And a museum like brick and mortar, or is this a digital museum?
So it's both.
Okay.
So we set it up. We were not going to wait to put up the bricks and mortar. We said we can put it in the digital space. That's why social media exists. So we put up a Facebook and started, like, put a call out and said, anybody out there who's got information on Zambian women or African women that can help us start building a collection, please do so. Because we have to remember that we come from a place where there was a practice of knowledge, there was a practice of customs, and a lot of it has been condemned by the West and by modernism, and not written.
So as you've been speaking, I'm thinking of the famous quote, until lions learn how to write, the stories which are told will always glorify the hunter. So is that kind of why you're doing this?
That is exactly it. And I love sharing these examples of indigenous knowledge that a lot of people are like, really? Because we are always talking about feminism, and it's a Western idea of feminism. And why I say this... And I'll explain why I say this. Because we always think that the things we learn are not from us.
And yourself personally, I mean, any challenges and barriers you wish to share, and how did you overcome them?
I think the barriers for me were on two levels. It was my own confidence to get out there into the world, and then also finding a space in the world. So I run a company, it's a creative company that also supports the museum. And I've had to carve a space for myself to enter and be specific with the kind of talent and skills that you provide. And I've found it's about honing your skills, right? Depending on yourself and ensuring you build the knowledge. Because, you know, you can be well-spoken and stand in a place and get a position or get a skill or get a job, but it's the skill that will set you apart. And I find the more you hone that skill, the more you'll be prominent in that space. And that's what has worked for me and removed the barriers. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, it's about whether you can deliver. And delivery always gets you the job.
That's excellent. And you know, so we're doing the Inspirational Women series using the platform of social media. We too also believe this is a great way to tell stories, positive stories, and to inspire everyone, particularly the whole society, to be more and more inclusive. So how do you feel about International Women's Day? I mean, what sort of lessons can we learn from celebrating women on this through International Women's Day?
I think it's about coming together. It's about celebrating women, giving women space, you know, reducing the discrimination, but also changing the mindset. Because we can celebrate it as women, but as long as we are the only ones speaking, nothing's going to change, because we need the other side to be a part of it as well. So it's very much about the mindset, about understanding that even if we are different genders, we are the same people, and we all need to be given the same space. So we all need to celebrate women's
terms of balance, and it's an interesting discussion we've been having about how much pressure we have as women to succeed in whatever we're doing. And then what do you say, well, how do you manage the balance? Because I know you're so busy, you're trying to find the stories, you're trying to tell the stories, you're trying to be a positive role model. How do you then make the balance in order for you to be successful with Samba Yonga?
It is incredibly challenging, but you have to remember to find time for yourself, first of all, because as a woman, you have to support so many people, whether or not you're in a family, you do have extended family, you have friends, but in all of that, you have to find the space to repair, self-care, self-love. That is very important for me. I used to neglect it a lot, but I found it was taking away from my creativity, and the more I cared about myself in terms of my mental health, in terms of my physical health, exercise, ensuring that I'm engaging the right conversations with the right people, I found that I have more energy to give to everybody else around me. It doesn't matter who it is. And of course, ensuring that as much as you put in the work, put in as much for the love, put in as much for the family, put in as much for the friends.
Yeah, you have to have these noodles and all that.
Absolutely, in all of it. Great recipe.
Yes, that's the right answer.
Cooking is good. Therapeutic cooking.
Good.
That's what I find. Good. That's always great.
Mm-hmm. So lastly, any message for people who are listening, particularly for our young girls who are looking forward and who want to be part of this new and actually budding creative industry?
I think with regards with the Women's History Museum, something that has really excited us when engaging with young people is when we created the animations. And we deliberately made them animations of women in history who held really significant position because we wanted to connect across the board. And we got a lot of comments like, you know, if I had known this about Zambian women growing up, I would think of myself as a woman in a different way. So for us, the challenge is to tell those stories to young people. We're actually going into schools now and taking the animations there. Both boys and girls will change their mindset, will see themselves as African women and men in different ways once they learn that. And that's where the key is, get them while they're young. You know, instill that value in them of the self-worth of who they are as African
and
women. Of each other, exactly. So that they can perceive the world and life in that way. And in that way, everything will change for them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we wish you very well with the Women's History Museum. We look forward to seeing it very soon.
We're so excited. Thank you.
Thank you very much for tuning in. This is another episode of the Inspirational Women series, proudly brought to you by Liquid Telecom, Java.